broadcasting 24 hours a day from Leeds University Union.
The sound
of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Hello and welcome.
Hello, this is James and Lauren.
We have for the next hour for you a culture clash of the 80s versus.
Yeah, something like that.
But starting with homage to Bowie.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made me pray. And the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. Stepping through the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can.
Lauren's favourite Bowie song.
That is my favourite Bowie song of all time.
And now this is my favourite Bowie.
Time, he's waiting in the wings. He speaks of senseless things. His script is you and me, boy. Time, he flexes like a whore.
falls wanking to the floor. His trick is you and me, boy. Time in quaaludes and red wine, demanding mini dolls and other friends of mine. Take your time. The sniper in the brain, regurgitating drain. You just scream with boredom. You are not evicting time.
Hello.
Hey, shall we tell people how
the
show is going to run today?
Okay, so our dilemma is that me and James get along really well, but when it comes to music taste, we're pretty much chalk and cheese.
Yeah, we're different people.
Different people.
Nah.
So I love 80s music. I am absolutely in love with the decade. I love the fashion. I love the music. I love the politics. And 80s music is amazing, whereas James is...
I'm not a fan of 80s music. I think it's a terrible decade for music. Well, not terrible, but it's just... Nah, I'd prefer
It's just something a bit different.
Yeah, it's just like, if I was born in the 80s, I'd wish I'd been born... Like, I'd been born in the 80s. If I was a teenager in the 80s, I'd have wished I'd been in the 70s.
Okay.
And then,
I understand that.
And then if I was, like, a 30-year-old in the 90s, I'd wanted to be a teenager then.
Okay. Like, so either way, you can't really win.
No. So we are doing a coming together,
or it's more of like a clash,
right? A sound clash. So shall we get on with it? And I'll start off. My songs actually have no theme, so that'll be that.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to start off with Frightened Rabbit, and then go into Jamie T. And
this point, I also want to emphasise to you that although I'm quite stuck in my ways, and James is quite stuck in his ways. We want to come together, and what we're going to do is that we want you to tell us whose music is the best by the end of the show.
Anyway, this is Swin 2 Can't See Land by Frightened Rabbit.
Resolute at the threshold of the North Sea of my mind, and a nod to the board and that drove me here to face the tide and swim. Oh, swim.
drops and crumbs. And if I hadn't come now to the coast to disappear, I may have died in the landslide of rocks and hopes and fear. So I swim until you can't see land. Swim until you can't see land. Swim until you can't see land. Are you a man and you're by your sand? Swim until you can't see land. Swim until you can't see land. Swim until you can't see land. Are you a man and you're by your sand?
Should have seen Lauren's face there. She was hating every second.
I'm
of
not
that.
Too happy. I just feel too sad almost. Like, oh, you know, I want music that makes me want to dance and climb rainbows.
Climb rainbows. Is that
which is what I'm going to be bringing you guys.
Oh my God, incredible. Well, we've got to mention, we hope for a sort of competition style thing. So if any of you get in touch, if you prefer Lauren's music, she gets to play her song at the end, which will be...
My song will be Don't Want Me Baby by Human League. It is one of my favourite songs in the entire world. And I've said that when I get married, that is going to be my first dance. Like, me and my future husband, although he doesn't know yet, we're going to choreograph a dance to Don't You Want Me Baby, and it's going to be amazing. Yeah. So that's going to be my winning single.
And my winning single will be Ain't No Risk for the Wicked by KG Elephant, because I think it's a really, really good song. And you should definitely prefer my music.
I think you should definitely.
Like, it's a popularity contest. I have every intention of winning.
Wow, popularity
contest.
Yeah,
that's
Bring
what's
it
going
on.
Down.
Bring
that
it on.
That is what's going on. Anyway, now here is Jamie T with Man's Machine.
Battle the devil, you know. Confess to guess I was the lesser of the two evils. Convalescent by the stress, the test closed. Had me up and on the board. Now I'm chairman of the board. I'm coming back for sequels. Do you ever really think you won? Now you're feeble. Nothing on this far gone sun, or his people. No, nothing in the I've done. Shelter seven seas to catch a breeze and took you back home in the truck. Matter matters, though he said his wild woman is more terrifying than many red booties saw. Set a sail, set a well, make them kings and queens. There's so many trusts, just the amphetamines. Well, a dream would have been that the boys got clean. That our father never got his heart caught up in a man's machine. We seems even if I go away, there's always a part of me. Underground shoveling overcast weather. Stone, glass, concrete and gravel. Brothers, women from Wisconsin, swimming in Little River. Now but I stopped that part of Chicago with a bass drum. On my journey, I'm the Ernie, show me spots where I can pong got drunk. I'm a lover, I'm a brother, my son, I'm a traitor and I'm on the run. Watch him come, as she said it was she driving in a car, getting drunker than the bar. She been smacking off shoulders since before she's legal. I'm a tracker, run through the city of sin. Here's the art dub, taking it in. Well, I see what I say, stepping on the way. They can't step and ball it, but they're balling away. Well, she's crying for the tears, for the all of the fears. Well, she run away, she shed a place, and I will never see the fears.
Not hugely convinced, James.
Not feeling it? Okay.
Not really feeling
well,
it.
Well, you know, Jamie T's got a case close to my heart.
Okay.
But now...
Okay, so what I'm going to do, James, to tell you that the 80s is the best, is I'm going to set myself a challenge.
Okay.
I'm going to try and cover the 80s in 80 seconds.
Do it. I've got a stopwatch.
You've got a stopwatch on.
I've got a stopwatch.
All right. Tell me
ready?
When to go.
3, 2, 1, go.
The 80s was a decade of tectonic change for the world. It was all about big politics, big hair, and even bigger characters. Every aspect of British life, from politics to music, was absolutely flipped on its head. People were angry, unemployed, striking, terrified of nuclear war, gender-resistant, power-dressing, Rubik's cubing, getting physical, falling madly in love with Princess Di, and making some of the best music I believe has ever been made. From Margaret Thatcher to Madonna and the AIDS epidemic to Live Aid, those years changed the world. Now, although British society fascinates me, it's the music. The music is what I'm really in love with. New romanticism, pop, cheesy pop, punk, rock, the music was legendary. Madonna, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, David Bowie, Duran Duran, Culture Club, Wham, Billy Joel, Eurythmics, The Clash, Kate Bush, The Specials, Madness, Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue, the list could go on and on. But it's the upbeat stuff that I really love. You know the songs that make you feel like you're sliding down a rainbow and you're hyper off bright blue slush puppies even. You know, the tunes that make the walk down Headingley Lane feel like a catwalk that you belong on. You know, and... that is what I love about the 80s. That is the 80s
and
all its gloriousness.
And your time is up.
Oh.
And we are going into your first song now. Which, do you want to talk about it?
This is one of my favourite songs by the icon, Whitney Houston. Yeah. It's Friday. Get happy, guys.
Chasing my blues away. I'm gonna ride
I don't know about you, but I just had the best time of my life.
Did you?
I had the best time. It was amazing. Right, shout out to Steph, who said, I thought I was an indie girl, but Lauren's party bangers are winning me over.
You've let me down. I'm a little bit heartbroken.
Thank you to Layla and Lily, who are tuning in and who are getting their life to Whitney.
This is Never Gonna Give You Up.
Woo! Everyone needs someone like Rick Astley in their life.
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
Do we? Okay.
We do.
Oh, man. Well, please get in touch with us. Tell us if you are won over by Lawrence. And I'll be honest, I'm scared. I thought I was going to win this, but
no.
I'm worried now.
I mean, I feel like James needs some love. So if you like James's tunes, please get in tune. Show him some love.
Get in tune.
Get in tune. Get in tune. The music's going to my head.
Well, now, I would like to talk to you about why there's things I dislike about the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
And you know I like to rant.
Anyone that doesn't know James needs to know that James complains about everything. But it's wonderful. And he does it in a way that is quite cool.
Yeah,
so
James likes to rant.
So
this isn't quite like the other ones I've done, but you know, whatever. So basically, I like music. I'm bad at making it, but I love to listen to it. I've never really been obsessed with one band or another for a long period of time. I don't own any band t-shirts, which is weird. I'm obsessed with the idea of ordinary people becoming extraordinary in front of me and making me want to be like them and feel like them. The problem for me is that I don't feel any connection with what's considered pop, and I think that started with a lot of the 80s pop music. Like, when pop music is sold to us, it's not the artistic product, it's a way for us to attach ourselves to the character of the person who might be singing it. Like, look at the top songs in the world right now. It's all American-style pop. It's all Justin Bieber. And it doesn't matter that there's been this incredible increase in the quality of Justin Bieber's music, because he's the only one. He's not the one writing it. He's not the person deciding what his sound will be like. The people who've been writing his songs have been able to write songs this well the whole time. They've just, like... They've been able to write these songs. They've just been choosing not to. And it's just ridiculous, because like almost no music sells now. So just these companies are just becoming more and more focused on getting the most mass appeal thing they can, just so they can get more and more streams, which I think is ridiculous. Like, the big music companies have attacked all that was good about the internet for music. Like, instead of seeing a decline in sales as a reason to focus on producing live acts that everyone wants to go see live, because that's where the money can be made, they've just made it appeal to so many more people, which I just think is crap. And so, yeah. It is true that the internet is like a void in which there are lots of voices screaming for recognition, but there's also millions of ears listening to those voices. And I think that if a band in the future is going to like sell out stadiums, it's possible for them to have 100 million, 150 million people who've even heard of them. Then say 20 million of those people might want to go see them. That's less than 3% of the total population in who have access to the internet who have even heard of you. Like, you don't need mass appeal. You just need to find a niche now. Like, if you look at, like, the Coutinhos, like, not many people have heard of them, but they sell out huge stadiums. They are a very successful band. And then, well, you know, a lot of people have heard of them. another problem is, like, there's a misfocus on perfection in the music industry as a whole. Like, I don't go to live music to see perfect songs sung by the prettiest person who the person who wrote it could find. I want to hear that people are broken, weird, angry as me. And I want that reflected in the music and the performance and the passion, like, they actually have to share their art. And on the other hand, there are so few places to where people to actually go see live music now. And, like, that's because of pressure from developers and so much, like, political stuff against live music. If you look at the Owl Sanctuary in Norwich, which shut down, very successful business, and then just because a property developer decided he wanted to build houses, he bought it without the owners being told. It's insanity. And just to finish on this, before he died, David Bowie said that if he was a 19-year-old today, he would not become a musician, because it's not a rebellious thing. It's a very marketized thing. So let's try and live in a world where David Bowie would want to be a musician. Let's make music stick it to the people in power and not just support them. And in short, let's be punky.
Claps. I mean, I really do agree with a lot of what you're saying, but I think you have the perception that it's impossible to be rebellious and commercial at the same time. And I think that there are lots of artists out there today who are very successful and do top the charts.
You can be successful.
Are rebellious in what they do and are very creative. But it's just about how you channel that creativity.
I don't know. It's just that I my views are not those of LSR as a whole. They are my own views and I speak. And, you know, if someone proved me wrong, go for it. I like arguments.
No, to be fair, Ollie has reached out and he said, I really like James. Please rant. I love them so much. So some people do agree with you.
So, well, that was before I even started speaking. So let's...
Ollie would love it. Ollie would love it anyway.
Sure.
Okay, so what's up next, James?
So despite what I said, I'm going to play the Wombats. I love the Wombats. And this is a song, surprisingly, off their second album. It's Tokyo Vampires and Wolves. It's just a really, it's a happy song. And I can't just hit you with depressing stuff again and again. shout out to Oliver Bramley, who has now lost all respect for me. Right, so
that was a bit more cheery.
Yeah,
I like that. I'm gonna change
it up again, and I'm gonna bring in one of the best bands of the last few years. Ah, oh, they're so great. Anyway, bit of change of tone.
And also, I want to give a big shout out to Maver and Yolanda. Thank you so much for listening, guys.
We are now joined by Mo.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Sorry for that unnecessary squeaking there.
It's all right.
You've got to fix yourself in place. Anyway.
So tell us, who are you liking more so far, James or me? No pressure.
There isn't any pressure. Sorry, James. Lauren's music smashing yours.
Hey!
I had that. Like, we were going through like what we were going to play the other day, and I was like... This may not end well for me.
Amazing.
Anyway, so what we've got now is a look from Lauren at 1986.
Uh-huh. So I'm going to take you back 30 years. I'm going to give you a quick
on a journey.
Rundown.
None of you were born, but it's okay.
I know, yeah. I was like minus 9 at this point.
Is that an age? I don't think that counts.
Well, I just made it up. And it is one. But yeah, 1986 was quite a year. I'm not going to go too in detail because I don't want to bore you guys, but some iconic stuff happened in 1986. So to start off with, the Chernobyl disaster absolutely tore Ukraine apart. Absolutely horrible. I know it is all very sad. I'm sorry. President Reagan and Gorbachev met in Reykjavik for what some called an enormous breakthrough in the Cold War. The first Hispanic American flew into space. Martin Luther King Day was first observed. The first laptop was revealed. The UK and France announced plans to build the Channel Tunnel. Fox News was started, unfortunately. And the music. Well, Madonna released her True Blue album. Culture Club released From Luxury to Heartache. Korn and the Gang released Forever, and John Lennon released Live in New York City. So it was a pretty cool year for music.
I'm really disappointed you didn't bring out the fact that Run DMC is the year that It's Tricky came out.
Well, I mean, I like really cheesy, upbeat stuff.
Yeah, but it's good.
It is good, but it's just not. It's just
anyway,
not my style.
Your next 80s tune.
Okay, so my next tunes are Let's Dance by Bowie. Bowie is just out of this world. James actually went to Bowie night at Wire, and it was slightly disappointing because there wasn't enough Bowie, was there?
Yeah, no, we'll have to have a word with Adam.
Yeah, I mean,
it was good. There was Bowie, and
there was some Bowie.
There was a good like atmosphere of Bowie enthusiasts.
Mm-hmm. I was just really excited that there was a night dedicated to him because I am a huge Bowie fan, and if you aren't a Bowie fan, you know someone who's a huge Bowie fan or who has been inspired.
Do you know what kind of broke my heart though?
Just as
I left, there was a girl, and she's just like,
there was a girl. Wow.
I know, it broke my heart. She was just like, yeah, I didn't know who he was until he died. I just have no idea who he is.
You know what? That's a shame, but I don't mind that because it means that she now knows who David Bowie is, and a life without David Bowie is not one worth living.
Wow. Jesus Christ. And if you say so this is your next song.
This is my next song. It is Take On Me by A-ha. And this video took 16 weeks to make, and you've probably seen it because it is iconic. So please get in touch. If you're loving my music, give me some love. Or give James some love.
Please. I need love.
Get up.
Coming.
welcome Amazing. Back.
If that doesn't make you feel good, then I don't know what will.
Well, man, that's all right, you know. That's all right. Right, so Lauren looked at 20...
Not 20.
20, 20. 1986. I will look at 2016. And mine's going to be entirely focused on music, because everything else in the world depressed me a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, 2016 is going to be a big year for sort of reunions and comebacks, because we've got Red Hot Chili Peppers at Reading and Leeds and lots of other European festivals as well, which are going to be amazing. There's going to probably be a new album, maybe a world tour. That'll be awesome. Then also Guns N' Roses, who may or may not release new music.
Please.
Or LCD Sound System, who are definitely releasing new music for Coachella. That's going to be amazing. But what does that have for the UK? So I have lined up a selection of five little gigs that I am planning to go to or think look really interesting. So first up, the Bulletproof Bomb are playing Oporto on the 16th of February. South London indie rock band. Please come with me. I don't want to be lonely. Anyone? This is an open call. So then on the 20th, the Spring King at the Nation of Shopkeepers. They are a shouty band, and they supported Slaves last week, and they are a lot of fun. Then we've got a band who got LSR's Track of the Week last year, which, with their song Wasted Days, will again be playing at Oporto, and there's Zebra, Think a Little Bit 1975. And if you failed to get tickets to Jack Garrett at the Union, which is fair enough, they were very in demand, you should definitely check out Oh Wonder when they play the Union on the 9th of March. They're a really like nice indie pop band. Not the kind of things I'm normally into, but mm-hmm. It's just, I really listened to the album and it actually got my attention. And then on the 25th of March, you get down to Union for the Surf Rockers and Sunset of the Sunset Suns. I want to be these guys. They formed like when they were surfing in the summer and snowboarding in the winter, and they just played gig music all night.
Yeah, that sounds like a life.
Like,
you
that's
lead.
That's dream.
Yeah, that does sound like
And I am so excited for Biffy Clyro, who are releasing an album hopefully this year. Hopefully it'll be good. But next up is probably the song that I would call the song I'm most excited about. This is a band I saw when I was back in London. They're called Gelato, and they are so good. They are a rock band. This is my favourite song in the world right now. This is Gelato.
If you are listening, please do get involved. Tell us if you're loving James's music. Tell me if you think mine is good, whether mine is bad, or whether mine is pretty rubbish. Let us know. James's winning track is... what's the winning track again?
Grave for Good by Gelato.
Amazing.
Well, no, sorry. If I win, it's a catchy elephant. So.
And my winning track, if I win, is Don't You Want Me Baby by Human League. and you will decide whose song you hear. So if you're loving the 80s music, you're feeling really happy and you're super ready for the weekend, get in touch, let me know, and I'll be playing you that song, or you'll have James's song, which I'm not really too happy about.
Cut that short, but this is the new song from Enter Shikari. Came out just a couple of days ago, and it's so exciting.
If there's one reason to smile, it's when you look up out at night. You're fortunate enough to drink in a vista. 100 billion flares display a glowing history, splayed out across a canvas, the night sky. But for a moment just contemplate, when looking up you only saw a blank slate. And for a moment just contemplate, it appears that heaven's been abandoned. We just contemplate, what if the heavens were abandoned? We accelerate through the estate of outer space. We accelerate, we separate, we fragment.
We're back.
We are. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, if you're listening. I hope you're having a wonderful Friday.
I do too. And I hope that it was improved by our wonderful show.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember, we do like each other.
We do.
We do.
James, we do. No, me and James do get on really well, but there are some times when we can agree. And this next track that James is going to tell you a little bit about is something that we do both agree on.
Yeah, this is... So following the Bataclan Massacre, the Eagles of Death Metal wanted people to cover their song, I Love You All the Time, because just to like help bring people together in the aftermath of things. And all these songs came out on the 18th of December. And this one is by Florence the Machine and the Maccabees. And I just, they're both South London bands. Like, it just really, think it's a fantastic cover, and it's just for such a good cause. Mm. So if you buy any, just search, type Play It Forward, and your favourite band has probably made one of these tracks.
Amazing.
It's just
this
lovely.
This is something that we both definitely agree on.
Yeah.
And
brings
regardless,
us together.
Yeah, it does bring us together. Music brings people together.
I love you all the time.
sorry to cut this show short, but we're nearly out of time. So what does this mean? I think we need to announce the winner.
I think we do.
I think we do. Now, I'm really sorry, James. Right, I am really sorry,
yeah,
but I have had an outpouring of love.
Nothing but
it's
love.
It's because
for
the 80s makes everybody feel good. The music.
It's
is
not
amazing.
Making me feel good.
Well, I don't know what will.
It's not making me feel good.
If Whitney won't make you feel good, I don't know what will.
Well,
so.
Oh.
I am the champion,
yes,
my friend.
You are. Yes,
so
you are.
I get to play my song. And
yes,
my
do.
Song is this is the song that I will dance to when I'm just married. And this is the one and only Don't You Want Me Baby by Human League. Thank you so much for listening. I've had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I hope you have had too.
I think it's been a good show.
It
doesn't matter that we might have we've crammed as much as we possibly could into this show.
Amazing.
So we're going
to
leave you.
Make sure you stay tuned into LSR. There's lots more coming
What's
up.
What's up next? We've got non-stop music. So.
Amazing. Have a fabulous weekend.
Fabulous.